another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. City on a weekend where criminal lawlessness and or evil run rampant. Until suddenly, from out of the sky, there appears the weird figure of the bird-like nemesis of crime, who single-handedly strikes terrific terror into the criminal heart.
You there! Halt your wrongdoing, or be crushed by one blow from my enormous fist. Do you have a license for that big dog, little girl?
No, I don't, Big Chicken.
What is your name?
They call me Annie.
Well, I must inform you, therefore, that you have broken the law and must pay the full penalty as it is prescribed. Down, dog.
Down, Sandy. Back. Down, Sandy.
Back, big dog. Did you call that dog Sandy?
Yes, I did, Big Chicken.
Down, dog.
I'm sorry Sandy's barking at you. It's just that he's afraid of you, Big Chicken.
Well, of course he's afraid. Watch it. Back.
Down, Sandy. Oh,
nice doggy. I wonder...
Yes?
Did you ever, by chance, live in an orphanage?
I did. How did you know?
And do people, by chance, ever call you Little Orphan Annie?
Oh, yes. Almost everybody calls me that, except Leonard.
Leonard?
Yes, Leonard Ferkel, my husband.
You're married?
He calls me Little Orphan Annie Ferkel.
Aren't you too young to be married?
At 49? Are you kidding, Big Chicken?
You're 49 years old?
Well, I'm really closer to 50, to tell you the truth. And I must always tell the truth. Daddy Warbucks always taught me that.
Daddy who?
Are you going to arrest me, Big Chicken?
Well, I'm afraid so. No, I'm not going to arrest you. I wouldn't do that, no.
Oh, thank you.
However, if you'll follow me, I'll show you where to buy a license for your very big, vicious dog.
Oh, right.
So you're 49.
No, I'm 50.
Well, that's hard to believe.
Daddy Warbucks was only 3'2".
Oh, really?
Yes, and he had to wear 3-foot elevator shoes to kiss Mommy Warbucks.
Son of a gun.
Down, Sandy.
Back
down,
on.
Sandy.
Well, will Chicken Man notice that Little Orphan Annie has no pupils? Wouldn't Punjab appear to be peeved if it appeared that the peerless, parentless, perfect little princess had been presumably presumptuously benched?